It's time now for the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show on 1480 WABF. Brought to you by Chase Herron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert. And Tony Towing for Central Iowa Emergency Service. And now, here's Jim.
Well, hello everybody and good afternoon and welcome to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies on the 4 o'clock hour. We have some great things for you today. We say greetings to you on this March 26th. This week I have received so many messages from people, actually from all over the world, saying how much they like the show. I want to say hi and thank you to Joyce and Calvin of Fairhope, Alabama, Jeanette and Joe from Daphne, Alabama, Julie and John from Syracuse, New York. Can you believe it? Hello, New York. And Lynn from Louisiana, Missouri. There were so many that I just don't have the time today. We might get some more in later on as we go on. But your comments are important to me, so make sure that you let me know your comments. Send them to WABF1480@outlook.com. Attention, Jim Boyd. Let me know that you're listening and how you like the show. Today we have songs. We have artists. We have some great stuff. Yeah, that's a great song right there. That's an instrumental by Duane Eddy from 1960. Why? Because we're doing 1960 Part 2 today. Because We're Young was the name of that. We have some great singers here. We have Rosie and the Originals, Jimmy Jones, Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison, Chubby Checker, just to name a few. Remember, this show is about your memories and history of the songs and the artists. So tell your friends to listen in. For our next hit artist, Rosie Mendez Hamlin, started singing with the band at the age of 13 years of age, after moving from Alaska to California. She wrote a poem about her first boyfriend at the age of 14, and when she turned 15, she and some friends rented a only small recording studio that was located in San Marcos, California. Well, after taking the master recording to a department store, they convinced the manager to play it in the listening booth in the store's music department. Do you remember when they did that? You go to a store and they had these little booths and you could play the songs that you were interested in and then you could buy them. Well, Scout heard her song, and Rosie and the Originals became pop stars with their one and only top 10 hit in 1960. Angel Baby.
Angel. thought this was going to be a dull day.
No. This is going to be a fun day. This is going to be a great day because our next Top 10 1960 song is one of those special songs that just, well, it sort of puts a smile on your face. And we all need some smiles on our faces today with all the rain that we had earlier. Well, the first verse of the song tells the story of David and Goliath. Yeah, it reflects how David's well-timed action of picking up a stone saved him from being stomped on by a giant Goliath. This verse serves as a metaphor reminding us that sometimes it's all about seizing the right moment, just like David did. Then the second verse sort of shifts to an historical event and mentions Christopher Columbus and Queen Isabella. It suggests that Columbus's discovery of America wouldn't have been possible without Queen Isabella's timely support. Sometimes our circumstances are about timing. Timing is the thing, it's true, because good timing from me to you. This is Jimmy Jones in Good Timing. Now, for the last five shows, we featured songs by Elvis Presley. And I got to tell you that today's not going to be any different. Why? Well, because his hits just kept coming. This next Elvis song is one of the best-selling singles of all time, selling 20 million copies and spending 5 weeks at number one. It's a fact that it was his biggest international single ever. Elvis first heard the Italian song O Solo Mio by Tony Martin, and he fell in love with it. Now, since Elvis had two big hits in 1960, I'm going to spotlight both of them. It's Now or Never and Are You Lonesome Tonight. Now, here's what I want you to listen for. After we play It's Now or Never, Elvis is going to talk about a very tough time in his life, and then after that, we'll get right on into Are You Lonesome Tonight.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow my love won't wait. when I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here. At last, it's love. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again.
Tony's Towing takes pride in responding quickly when you need them. Their highly trained professionals have the skills to relieve any towing or recovery situation quickly and efficiently. Tony's Towing provides 24-hour towing, emergency recovery services, and transport in Baldwin County and the surrounding areas for vehicles of all types and sizes. Whether you locked your keys in your vehicle, need a jump start, or even a flat tire, they're just a phone call away. Things happen, and when they do, you can always count on Tony's. Family-owned and operated since 1993. Check them out on their website, tonys-towing.com, or call 928-7334. That's 928-7334. Whether you need towing and recovery, heavy-duty transportation, emergency spill cleanup, off-road recovery, or just a service call, you can count on Tony's Towing Incorporated, 8326 Nichols Avenue in Fairfield. You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldie Show on 1480 WADF.
Losing my mother while I was in the Army, and although I think that things like that, as tragic as they are, tend to make you a little better human being, really, because you learn more about yourself. It gives you a better understanding of yourself as well as other people. It can only help.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage in which you must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that song by Elvis. That was a great, great song. A guy by the name of Jerome Felder. You ever hear of that name? Well, he was born in 1925. You probably haven't, because he changed his name. He was born in 1925 in New York, and he contracted polio as a child and had to walk on crutches before eventually being confined to a wheelchair in midlife. He was larger-than-life character, though, and he refused to be restricted by his disabilities, pursuing as a young man the attention of attractive woman and a career as a blues singer. He also changed his name to a more bluesy Doc Pomus. You ever hear that name? Doc Pomus. Ever hear of him? Well, behind the romantic charm of our next hit lies the hidden regret and yearning he felt about his disability, especially on one life's most special days. The song's about a man telling his sweetheart to enjoy dancing the night away with other men, so long as she saves the last dance for him. It was inspired by Doc's wedding to actress Willie Burke in 1957. At the reception, he sat and watched his beautiful bride dance with other men, knowing she would in life save the last dance for him. And now, the Drifters, Save the Last Dance for Me.
You can dance every dance with the guys with you. I let them hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale light. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. 'Cause don't forget who's taking you home and
in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Just don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Yeah, that was Doc's story in real life. Yeah, it's really a great song. I think most of us know that Roy Orbison was one of the most beloved singers of the late 50s and right on into the 60s decade. But did you know that he was also an actor? I'm talking about a movie actor here. Pretty interesting. One of the movies was The Fastest Guitar Alive. It was a film that MGM had scheduled for him to star in as well. It was initially planned as a dramatic western, but was rewritten as a comedy, actually. I can imagine, you know, he playing a comedy person, but he did. And it was a movie about a Confederate soldier in the Army during the American Civil War. He was supplied with a guitar that turned into a rifle. Yeah, the prop allowed him to deliver the line, "I could kill you with this," and play your funeral march at the same time. Roy was pleased with the film. However, it proved to be a box office failure, and MGM, even though his contract was for five more films, canceled. Enough of his movie making, let's get back to one of his great ballads, Blue Angel.
Sha-la-la.
Sometimes, see if I can still get up high. I used to be able to get up high like that, but I don't think I can anymore. Well, the original version of Shop Around by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles was released and written by Smokey Robinson and a guy named Barry Gordy. Barry Gordy wrote many songs and depicts a mother giving her now-grown son advice on how to find a woman worthy of being a girlfriend or a wife. My mama told me you better shop around. The original version of the song had a strong blues influence and was released in the local area of Detroit, Michigan, before Gordy decided that the song needed to be re-recorded to achieve a wider commercial appeal. So at 3 a.m. one morning, they recorded a new, poppier version in a song that became a major national hit. You probably know what it is already. I guess it's important to make sure that the one you pick is the right one. However, don't shop around too much, or you might miss out. Shop around, Smokey.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Chase Herron State Farm is your friendly neighborhood insurance agent right here in Fairhope, just south of Publix on 181. At Chase Herron State Farm, they take pride in serving the wonderful people of Fairhope for all their insurance needs. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, they've got you covered with a personalized touch. Call, text, or visit them today, where customer service and community care come first. Chase Herron State Farm, your trusted neighbor for protection and peace of mind at 21611 Highway 181, just south of the new Publix. 929-2020. That's 929-2020.
As we head into the evening, our skies become mostly clear, low 54, north wind around 5 miles per hour. As day breaks on Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 74, north wind around 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear, breezy, low 50. Then for Thursday, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. On the water for Wednesday, north wind around 10 knots under sunny skies, seas around 1 foot. I'm J.C. Kelleher on WABF 1480.
You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WABF.
Well, the first time that I can remember hearing the Everly Brothers' top 1960 hit, When Will I Be Loved, I was visiting my aunt in Eddyville, or some people say Edible, Kentucky. Yeah, I'm a Kentuckian by blood. I can't help it. It's what I am, you know. All of us have a favorite aunt, don't we? Well, she was my favorite, you know. The aunt that wanted to build memories that would last a lifetime, and she did. My Aunt Frances was the best, and I loved her dearly. The song was about the desire for reciprocal love and affection. This song, When Will I Be Loved? To find that special someone who will appreciate and love him. Their harmonies were impeccable, these guys, adding depth and emotion throughout the lyrics. The Everly Brothers and When Will I Be Loved?
This, folks, things could break any minute now, but right now, back to our regular program.
Hi, it is the regular program. It's Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies right here on WABF 1480. We'll save Mobile, we'll save Fairhope and Baldwin County, because we're getting out throughout the county. We want you to stay tuned and listen to us. And I know that I have many listeners that have been in a relationship that crumbled and hearts were broken. I'm sure those were tough times for those who have lost one, and they loved so dearly. This next hit by Jerry Butler details a relationship that happens when one decides to leave for someone else. He drew his inspiration for this song from his own experiences, and you can sense it in the lyrics. He ends it with, "And when the final act is over, and you're left standing alone, when he takes his bow and makes his exit, oh darling, then I'll be there to take you home." Jerry Butler, "And He Will Break Your Heart."
He don't love you like I love you. If he did, he would break your heart. He don't love you like he's trying to tear us apart. Thank you.
Yeah, the great Jerry Butler there. Well, last week we highlighted, actually we started off the show with the Shirelles' number one hit, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? That was our start song last week, and it didn't stop there in 1960. Their next big hit told the story of a situation that she finds herself in with this guy that wants more in the relationship than she's really ready for. As you listen to the lyrics, you're going to think, well, she's probably going to give in to him, and can you believe it? She doesn't give in to him. She just doesn't know about this relationship. So here we go with the Shirelles, and Tonight's the Night. What's that, Barney? You want to say something?
All I'm saying is that there are some things beyond the ken of mortal man that shouldn't be tampered with. We don't know everything, Andy. There's plenty going on right now in the Twilight Zone that we don't know anything about, and I think we ought to stay clear.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I sort of like the Twilight Zone sometimes, don't you? I mean, you know, sometimes it's okay to think about other things, Barney. Well, we're going to go on here. We're going to go with Ben E. King, one of the greatest singers of all time. He had his first big hit after going solo, after leaving the Drifters. He was the Drifters' singer. The song has been covered by many artists, including Aretha Franklin, whose version reached number two on the pop charts. Today, we're spotlighting Ben's first top 10 version of Spanish Harlem. So, what is this top 10 hit all about? It paints a scene of a rose growing on the streets of Spanish Harlem, a neighborhood in New York City. The first verse describes the special rose which only blossoms under the moonlight, untouched by the sun. As the stars shine, it grows through the concrete, symbolizing beauty in adversity. This is a story that many of us can learn from. There's beauty in us coming together, a unity built on love and acceptance.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. Miss you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I need you, I need you, I need you. You love
like an angel. Your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing. Will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I've made up my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I love you, I love you, I love you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I've made up my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Tony's Towing takes pride in responding quickly when you need them. Their highly trained professionals have the skills to relieve any towing or recovery situation quickly and efficiently. Tony's Towing provides 24-hour towing, emergency recovery services, and transport in Baldwin County and the surrounding areas for vehicles of all types and sizes. Whether you locked your keys in your vehicle, need a jump start, or even a flat tire, they're just a phone call away. Things happen, and when they do, you can always count on Tony's. Family-owned and operated since 1993. Check them out on their website, tonys-towing.com, or call 928-7334. That's 928-7334. Whether you need towing and recovery, heavy-duty transportation, emergency spill cleanup, off-road recovery, or just a service call, you can count on Tony's Towing Incorporated, 8326 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope.
You're listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show on 1480 WADF.
Well, I got to tell you that that definitely wasn't Spanish Harlem that I played. That was Bobby V and Devil or Angel, which he had a string of big hits out when he was very popular. And so have to let you know that we got to get to Spanish Harlem. We got to play that because it's such a beautiful song. So here you go, Ben E. King.
There is a road in Spanish Harlem, a railroad's up in Spanish Harlem. But soft and sweet and dreamy. There is a road in Spanish Harlem, a railroad's up in Spanish Harlem. With eyes as black as coal that looks down in my soul and starts a fire there, and then I lose control. I have to beg your pardon. I'm going to pick that rose and watch her as she grows in my garden. Thank you.
that rose and watch her as she grows in my garden.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song. Ray Charles Robinson Sr., known professionally as Ray Charles, is regarded as one of the most iconic and influential musicians in history and was often referred to as the genius. That's a good name for him. He was blinded during childhood, possibly due to glaucoma, but he pioneered the soul music during the 1950s by becoming blues, jazz, rhythm and blues, and gospel styles into the music he recorded for Atlantic Records. While he was with ABC, Charles became one of the first black musicians to be granted artist control by a mainstream record company. Charles' 1960 hit, Georgia on My Mind, was the first of his three career number one hits on the Billboard Top 100. The other two hits were I Can't Stop Loving You and You're My Sunshine. Today, I'm highlighting what I consider my favorite by Ray Charles, Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through,
the whole day,
just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you,
a song of
comes
you,
as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, no peace, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said just an old sweet song.
Thank you.
Well, that was My Three Sons theme song. And that ran from 1960 to 1972. And it was with Fred McMurray, was the father of those three boys. So it ran 12 years. That's a pretty long time for a run of that show and that kind of show. Well, let's go on here to the great Sam Cooke. And he had a lot of great hits out. So 1960 hit is all about the one we love. Oh, yeah. As we go through life together, we will have struggles, won't we? We'll have financial ups and downs. We've had that. We've had disagreements, and sometimes we have heartache. However, Sam Cooke brings it all home with his beautiful hit, Wonderful World. He may not have an education, but he does know that he loves her, and she loves him too. What a wonderful world it would be.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
History. Biology.
Well, la ta 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 ta.
Science book. French I took.
Yeah. But I do know that
I love you,
and I know that if
you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Earlier in today's show, we mentioned that Bobby V, as a teenager, stepped up with his band, The Shadows, to complete the Winter Dance Party tour after the crash that killed Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, and the pilot of the plane. So I thought it would be sort of fitting to play one of Buddy Holly's ballad hits about going through hardships, but getting through it all. It was called True Love Ways.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I. Days, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I, no true love waits. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why, just you and I, no true love.
Well, before we say goodbye today, I want to say that the popular movies of 1960 was Psycho. That was one of them. The Magnificent Seven, which was one of my favorite movies. The Time Machine. You had Spartacus. And, of course, you had John Wayne's The Alamo, which was out in 1960. I want you to know that I really appreciate you listening in today. And, as always, I always say God bless you all. Please go to the church of your choice this coming weekend. It's Easter. Let's get into church and enjoy Easter together. So God bless you, and thank you for listening.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator Char. Thank you for, you're a crocodile, aren't you? So I better say, after a while, crocodile. God bless.
You've been listening to the Jim Boyd Golden Oldies Show, brought to you by Chase Heron State Farm, your friendly neighborhood insurance expert in Fairhope, and Tony's Towing for 24-hour emergency service on 1480 WADF, Mobile Fairhope.